When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
Welcome, Sportsbook Box Office. I can't even get it out right. A month out of it, I fuck it up. Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. A month is back. Oh, boy. We have a bevy of topics. Jeff Paul, it's good to be back. Good to see you again. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. You haven't been here in over a month. You
About
realize that?
About a month. I know. Vegas and a work trip to Cincinnati, the Queen City.
Think about where we were a month ago at this time and everything that has happened and transpired since.
In studio, one of our favorites.
Gordon barely played in the second half after aggravating his knee injury just before halftime against the Chiefs.
The flamboyant
Gino
Visconti.
Can I scream motherfucker on the podcast?
Who do we have in studio? Gino Visconti.
I'm glad he showed up instead of calling him from a ShopRite parking lot last year, this cocksucker.
I was drunk or something.
You were very busy. I have a lot of things to do.
Produce aisle, son of a bitch.
I don't know where I was going to a gig or something. Thank God I don't do that shit anymore.
No, there's a lot of high-profile gigs on a Monday
at
6.
Very powerful, powerful.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of 6 o'clock gigs going on.
Bayonne VFW, hello. All right. We've got a lot. Like you said, Jeffrey Paul, we had a lot going on in the last month. The fucking baseball has been on fire, except for the Mets. That's because the Mets do what the Mets do best, and that's nothing. The Yankees have clinched a wild card spot. They're still in the divisional hunt. How say you? 5 out? I don't know, actually 4.5 because they won today. Boston has to play yet with 6 to go. Yankees divisional?
Are they winning the division? No
chance.
No, not even a shot.
Okay.
You know, that last month when they couldn't sweep the Red Sox, and I think they wound up going 4-3 in those 7 games.
Right.
That was their shot. And you know what? Give it up for the Red Sox a little bit, man. They caught fire. A lot of late inning comebacks. They're almost unbeatable now.
Most extra inning wins of any team all year.
They're great in extra innings. So, yeah, I mean, no fault of the Yankees. Yankees have played very well in September, but I'm putting a lot of credit to the Red Sox.
Ugh, gross. The upcoming schedule, Red Sox play the Jays in the next few days. I don't see the Jays giving two shits about playing their hearts out.
As a guy that used to follow the Jays, they're not much for playing sports.
Why did you follow the Jays?
When I was a kid growing up, I was
Fred McGriff.
That was the biggest trade.
George Bell, Fred McGriff, 1987 Blue Jays.
Yeah. Oh, please, the best outfield in baseball. Yeah. McGriff. Excuse me, he was first base. Barfield, Bell, and Mosby. That's the best outfield. Barfield had the best arm.
And on the Yankees, I'll never forget. He caught a ball on the track. Threw the ball on a line into the goddamn netting behind home plate on a fucking line. The best E9 I've ever seen.
And a hell of a good guy.
Yeah. Yo, you met him?
I've met him. Great guy.
Who did I meet? I did some benefit for some guy that used to play for them years later. What was I going to say? But when I was a kid growing up.
Olerud?
No.
I like Olerud?
Ginzo. But when I was a kid growing up, there was no interleague play. You know, so yeah, so I had an American League team. I liked the Jays because it was the late 70s.
You're a Delaware guy.
I'm a South Jersey, but I lived in Delaware.
You don't say home or foon or water, which is amazing.
So no, I've lived here too long.
Who was your team?
I say, what's that? Phillies. I'm a Phillies guy. I always talk about that nightmare.
Crucky?
Cruck.
One Nut Cruck, Von Hayes.
Von Hayes.
Remember that shit? Steve Jeltz.
We got to get you back here when we have Lenny Dykstra back in the studio.
Do you have him in studio?
We had him episode 1 when that book came out.
That slurring train wreck?
Yeah. Oh, he's hilarious.
Why don't we have me on sober and I'll just do shots every minute and then we'll see at what point I'm slurring more than him when he's completely sober. We could do that.
With his teeth in or out. That's the real challenge.
Why did his teeth fall out? Because of all the roids and tobacco?
Because he got him knocked out when he was in prison.
Yeah. Oh, did he really? Yeah, that'll do it.
Prison beaches. That's what's going on in the fucking clink. Yum-a-dum-dum. So then Red Sox play Houston, actually, at the end of the week. Now, is Houston going to have anything locked up by then? Do they have the best record is what I'm going for?
No, I think
Houston's already in the playoffs. I know
they're
in that.
Division, but they're going to go for best record and get home field throughout.
No, I think the Indians are going to get that.
Yeah, there's no catch. The Indians, did they lose again?
They lost.
They won 22 in a row.
Right.
Right? And then they lost, and then they won another 7 in a row. Mm-hmm. Did they lose again yet? Like, they won. Going into the weekend, they had won 27 of 28 games. And the modern record set by the, I think, the Baltimore Grays in the 1850s. You were there, Jeff. I think it was 30 out of 31. Thanks,
we're probably
Diaz.
The same age.
We don't know that. I'm a youthful alcohol.
Yeah. No, listen, you're a rapscallion.
A rapscallion. You were there in the 1850s.
You're a kid, Gino. You're a baby.
I'm a gadabout.
Jeff, come on. Get those people off the field.
You're so young.
You're spry.
That leaves the Yankees in the playoffs. The Twins put a poll up on their page, and they said, what would you rather do? Would you rather A, play the Yankees in the playoffs, or B, miss the playoffs? 48% said they would rather miss the playoffs than face the Yankees.
That's stupid.
They fucking fear us, which is dumb. You're absolutely right. It's a one-game playoff. Anything can fucking happen. In one game, that's retarded.
Well, who are you putting out on the mound in that one? Sabathia?
Severino.
No.
I don't even know.
In fact, the Yankees held out Severino pitching against the Twins in anticipation that they're going to have to play them.
Wow, for that one-game playoff?
Yeah.
One game, absolutely.
You saw what happened last year with the Mets and Baumgartner.
Yeah, oh, please. Captain Dirtbike? That idiot fucking single-handedly...
He's seen Rad too many few times in the theater.
Oh, he single-handedly railroaded the Giants season.
Yeesh. So the Yankees got a shot. Aaron Judge with his 50th bomb today.
49th and 50th
Yeah,
today.
2-1 game.
See,
passes,
I pay attention.
You're good.
Passes McGuire.
Thanks, kiddo. See, now I'm going the other way. You can only go one way. You were born wrong, faggot. Okay, so...
Use that line on my show, you piece of shit.
Oh, I love your show.
50 bombs for Judge. He's catching fire at the right time. The real question is, do the Indians, are they peaking too early now by winning all these games?
No, absolutely not. You have been very vocal about this, and I couldn't disagree with you more.
Okay.
The Indians will win the World Series. I see them kind of almost breezing through the American League pennant. And here's the reason why.
Okay.
Okay? Last year, remember, they didn't have Danny Salazar, Carlos Carrasco, and they kind of had like a different version of Bauer. Okay, all three are back. All three are pitching really good. Plus, on top of that,
Kluber.
Well, Kluber was amazing in the World Series.
Yeah.
He's great. He's
lost
great now.
Friday,
right?
And then they won Saturday and Sunday. So they
I wasn't saying anything.
No, it wasn't. So basically, the Indians have won like 29.
Let's go back to the
30
intro.
Of their last 32. What's that?
That's amazing. No, because we already did that, but that's okay. I think I like Andrew Miller, and I like the back end of the pen. Also, no Encarnacion. Encarnacion.
What happened to him?
He was in the Jays last year.
He's been great. But I'm saying
he got hurt. There's just so much more about the Indians I like this year than last year that I really see them as this year's version of the Cubs, and I see them win the World Series.
They came within one fucking game of it last year.
Well, they had a 3-1 lead.
That could go into extra innings? It did, right?
Yeah, the last game.
The rain delay, too.
In the rain
delay. I mean, Madden tried to lose that fucking game.
He sure did.
Even Chapman in like that.
Oh.
He was dunzo. His arm was spent. They abused him. No wonder why they fucking got rid of him after the season was over. The Yankees have a good, very good bullpen. They can match that pen player for player. In the pen, player for player. Starting pitching, I give to the Indians.
In theory, you're right, but they have not put it together because when Chapman was pitching bad, then you had the other guys doing. I think the most consistent guy in
David Robertson.
Has been David
Thank
Robertson.
Thank you very much. He needs to be the closer. I would even platoon closer. So how about that? You got two lefties up, put Chapman in. You got two righties up, put Robertson in that ninth inning. I let him do that. I put Betances in the seventh, and I put Kaelin in the fucking eighth, and then let those guys duke it out for the ninth.
But I think Cleveland is more consistent in the pen. I think they have a more veteran lineup. You know, you don't know what these kids are going to do in the playoffs, especially if they win the first game, which you just said could go either way. And I think out of the National League, I kind of like the Nats coming out of there a lot.
Nope. Always have that big bag of choke in their back pocket. They haven't done
How's
it.
How's Harper doing? He's still got the tip.
No, he's coming back tonight.
Tonight
okay,
he comes
go.
Back.
Wait, if it's not the Nats, don't tell me it's the Dodgers for you.
Oh, it's easy, the Dodgers.
How the fuck can you say that?
Two teams that perennially choke out in the first round.
Right.
The Nats and the Dodgers.
And a team that has almost like since the middle of August has played one of the worst brands of baseball. Come on.
Dusty Baker in the playoffs is garbage.
Who's better? Out of the National League right now, who's better?
Are you gonna say the Cubs again? Playoffs? Joe Madden.
Yeah.
Well, who's to say the Cubs aren't going to go right back?
They're not saying they're not.
I mean, that's where I would think they're going to
go. A game and a half higher ERA says they're not going back.
Please, the postseason is a whole other
animal. You're correct.
You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's – look, and what happens every year in the postseason? The Nats go belly fucking up. Didn't mean to bring up your wife. They go belly up. I didn't say ankles up. They go belly up. And what do the Dodgers do? Clayton Kershaw fucking goes ankles away. Now I'm talking about your wife. They fall apart. What do the Cubs do? They just fucking play because Madden, all the way back to when he was with the Rays, fucking knows how to win in the postseason.
But don't you think this is a different Nats team? Especially, no. I loved what
I always think it's a different Nats team, and then it's always the same
bullpen sucks dick. No, they don't.
Zimmerman fucking can't.
Wait a second. Their bullpen sucks dick.
How many leagues did they blow late?
Are we
going to
stop talking
year?
About his wife not, at some point
not,
in this show?
Not this year, because they finally fucking addressed it with Ryan Madsen, who will be back for the playoffs. They got Sean Doolittle and then the other guy, the closer for the Twins, Kinsler, who has been really good for them. So they can, they
sucks.
But not this year.
And Dusty mismanages that bullpen. Like,
I smell a wager. What? Do I smell a wager, gentlemen? A bit of a wager.
I say Cubs.
You say
Dodgers. I say Nats. Watch the fucking Diamondbacks win. Stupid Joe and
stupid
George will win.
I like the Diamondbacks on the karma.
I do like
you
the D-backs. I mean, I like them. I honestly barely tell you anything about that team.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like DJ Martinez. I know he hit the four.
JD Martinez.
Thank you.
Just like
there you go. Brother, just prove my own point.
Gino was talking about his brother.
Yeah. Just prove my own point. Right? DJ. Whatever. Did you see he had that four home run game? That was impressive.
Yeah.
And the only reason I barely know his name is because it was he hit one in the second inning, and then he hit one in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Fucking, that is a ridiculous offense, but
bonkers.
Don't know anything about him. I can't tell you anything about the D-backs. They have Greinke, right? I can tell you that.
No, they're 20 over 500 in the hardest division in baseball.
And the Rockies may lose that last wild card slot to the Brewers.
Yeah,
I was surprised you're up close to the Brewers.
But here's what I don't like about Arizona. I think they're a team on the rise. Their closer is still Fernando Rodney.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. It's still Fernando Rodney, and they didn't add any pieces in the bullpen to back it up. And you guys all know
what can you say about Arizona? If I were to make a list of 48 states that I wanted to live in, Arizona and Florida would not be on that list.
Yeah.
Why? Because Joe Paro, the sheriff, that's your kind of guy.
Go on, buddy. You're used to me interrupting you.
Yeah, no.
Just start talking. Here we go. And
Arizona does not have the bullpen.
I couldn't tell you.
To compete. And they just don't hang in there with them. They're out in the first round.
Right.
They'll win the wild card.
So then let's break it down. Then
who is the Cubs closer?
Wade Davis.
Okay, thank you. Oh yeah.
And they
I went to a game this year.
And they have a nice
so
pick,
Arizona Cubs. Right? Wait, so who's the best record? Cubs do still, right or no?
No.
Dodgers.
Yeah,
so it can't come
only because
that
of
beeping
the,
noise
of
you hear is the Dodgers backing into the playoffs.
I know. Why?
Hey
now. Fell asleep.
They did fall asleep,
yeah.
And you know, and if there would have been 10 more games left, the Nats would have caught them.
Maybe, well, not caught them. Caught them for the best record.
Caught
them
for the best
I'm
record.
Sorry.
Cubs and Nats round one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Loser of the three buys dinner.
Okay.
Well then, hold on. Let's
I'm down with that.
What's that?
So then, if let's say I have the Dodgers, you have the again. Who do you have?
What's
Cubs.
That?
So if the Cubs get picked off, and the Dodgers get picked off, then what?
Well, what if, then he's got
then
the.
Then I win.
And so we've got the both by him.
Whoever, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The bottom two. The bottom two buy a three-way right. dinner. Do a little three-way. Still,
and I go
still
some,
talking
and
about
I
his
go,
wife.
And
amazing.
And I want to go someplace nice.
What's that?
I want to go someplace nice, like Mendy's. That's where I want to go.
Mendy's. Cheesecake will split three ways?
No. We're men. We do steak.
And soup is a sandwich is not a meal.
How about Bear Burger? We'll have a nice organic burger together.
Beer Burger.
And I'll take it.
No.
That's cute. All right. You say Cubs, you say Nats, I
say
Dodgers. We'll say. I still say the Yanks have a shot. I really do. I like their chances.
That's the AL.
NL, who do you like?
In the AL, who do I like?
Gino.
Cleveland. How can you?
Right. Thank you.
If Cleveland doesn't make it, I'm going to be aggravated. They've got to make it. Like they're a fun team to watch.
Sure.
When Francisco Lindor fucking hits that friggin' double to force extra innings, and then they keep the streak alive, and the next night when it ends, he strikes out.
How about a guy like Carlos Santana?
Ovation. Yeah, the whole team.
They have another
quietly had a very good year.
just read in Sports Illustrated, they're doing the whole Jobu Major League shit yet again. That every time, like, you can't hate
no,
them for that.
Right. Yeah.
One guy, you know, that the rum in there, the fucking cigars. Mm. I was like, you can't hate them.
Bat like fastball very much. No, I hit fastball very
not
much.
Not so much. God, that's a great. Best baseball film of all time.
I would argue that, yeah. Well, Bull Durham.
Field of Dreams.
Nah, it's a different ilk.
That's 1A and 1B.
You want to fag it up? I love For the Love of the Game.
Oh, no.
I do. Thank you. My buddy Greer Barnes with the game-saving grab in that. Come on. I do. I like it. I like it.
Also good.
All right, we're done. We're done here. I was in that movie, too. What? Were you? Fucking A, dude. That's great.
George played the hot dog vendor.
Nice.
Far away scene, crowd shot.
He was still in that
but he was there.
In the tunnel. That's what he was doing.
Daddy-like.
Let's talk. Are we time for a break yet or what? Is there time for a first break? It is time for a first break. Hey, Jeffrey Paul, who's our sponsor?
Sponsor is still Uptown Linden. And Uptown Linden. Yes, Uptown Linden.
Is that really a thing? Are they fucking with me?
No.
They're paying good money for this advertising spot.
I thought Mendy's was our sponsor.
No. Which Mendy's? Okay, so stop mentioning Mendy's because they're not paying for this. But Uptown Linden, where every Saturday you can go to a farmer's market from 10 to 2. Okay, Uptown Linden also does full concerts,
right.
And it's the place to be. Linden, New Jersey, 400 Wood Avenue, Uptown Linden.
Sounds like Gino's going to take Alex there for a day, go shopping some squash that she's going to put in Gino's butthole.
Take her apple picking.
I'm going to throw my bottle at you right now.
Apple. She's like, can we go apple? And I'm a pussy. I always say, I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
There's no way I'm going. I grew up on a farm in South Jersey. No one's going fucking apple picking.
You know who goes apple picking? Dude. Guys who get caught cheating on their wives.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or guys who are trying to nail someone. You've nailed her already.
But
you don't have
done,
to go
yeah.
apple picking.
If I was trying
you're
to
done.
Nail a dude, everyone I'd take him apple her. Picking. Yeah.
You're done
She's
with that.
She's got one of those little deli counter dispensers. What? That's weird.
Serving 75.
We're going to the second segment. Start us off.
Well, week 3 in the NFL is just about finished.
There was football yesterday?
Unbelievable. We all took a knee right before the show started, guys, in case you wanted to. Gina Biscani, what are your thoughts
shit.
On the knee?
I could give two shits about what these players do.
Right.
I love that what Mike Tomlin did for the Steelers, although, like, he left his players in the locker room. That was his way of saying, fuck you. My guys can do whatever they fucking want.
Right.
They're not on fucking display for you. Although, a buddy of mine pointed out that backfired because they came out flat in that game and fucking lost. Mm-hmm. But
thank you.
Kevin Brennan, I called into a show today, and he had a very great point that I thought was fascinating that I countered with something completely different. Ratings are down in the NFL, which I don't think matters. I think the business model, the people that care, the people that can change that are the ones that care less. The owners make money no matter what.
Sure.
But when Trump goes out, suddenly that was the news of the day yesterday. Everyone's tuning into football now to see what the players are going to do. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah, did he think conspiracy?
But that was when I countered. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But it was an interesting conspiracy theory. Because why would Trump say something that stupid other than he's that stupid?
Yeah.
But look, I don't have a problem with anyone that kneels. I would never kneel. I think I love when guys answer intelligently, like when they said to Dak Prescott, are you going to kneel? And he didn't even say no or yes. He looked at the guy like he was retarded. No offense, Jeffrey. He looked at the guy. He's like, why would I kneel when I wake up every day and am so blessed to live in this country and have the life I have? You look at other guys like Russell Wilson who say the same thing. You look at Russell Wilson during the national anthem, and I don't mean this year or last year. I mean three seasons ago. And he is just the most reverent because, look, and I'm not the other end of the spectrum. Those guys, if you don't like this country, get the fuck out. No one's getting out of this country because it's fucking awesome. And it literally is, look, I don't agree with what you're doing, but I'll defend your right to defend it. But don't be an asshole.
Thank you, enlightenment thinker.
But that's what everyone says. But I think I like the guys best that stand during the anthem but put their fist up. Like, don't get me wrong. I like the guys that just stand. Like, if you're kneeling.
You like the fist up,
well,
don't
well,
you?
That's the guy. I do like a fist up. Enough about my problem. But that's like the guy saying, look, I love it in this country, but we got to fix some shit, which is fine. But in the end, like, you're making this about something it doesn't need to be. And my problem are with people like that fucking K-word who's a piece of shit quarterback that's no good at the game, and he tries to blame this fucking anthem thing on it. When I can go over the list of the guys you saw protesting. Marshawn Lynch protests. We love the guy because he's a good fucking teammate. Because he plays for his players. He plays for his teammates. He plays to win. He doesn't sit there and fucking mope, which is how this whole thing started with Kaepernick. You know, Kaepernick wasn't saying, I'm going to kneel for the anthem. He was caught sitting on a bench moping losing because he lost his job to Blaine fucking Gabbert. And then, you know what happened when they cut him? You know what happened when they cut him?
Tell.
Nothing. Nothing. What happened?
He wasn't cut.
That's right. He opted out of his contract. That's what people don't get. And then someone said, yeah, but they were going in a different direction. You're proving my point because he couldn't beat out Brian fucking Hoyer. You lost to Blaine Gabbert. Now you're not going to beat up Brian Hoyer. He's like, yeah, but it's a conspiracy. It's not. You never learned how to play fucking football.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm not defending Kaepernick, but let me ask you something. Honestly. There are 64 quarterbacks in the NFL right now who are better than him.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Somebody here's the
Christian Hackenberg.
Better than Chad Henne.
Well, here,
right.
Christian Hackenberg, you're paying. Why bring in a guy just as bad as Hackenberg to fucking be a distraction? A guy, a buddy of mine, Cisco, great comedian. He's like, he goes, they have a quarterback on a team that used to play wide receiver in college. You're telling me he's better than Kaepernick? I said, simply put, yes, because we know Colin Kaepernick can't play football anymore. He went 3-16 as a starter the past two seasons.
Right.
And
but look at the team that was around the
everyone
too, man.
Says that, but still, this is a guy that fucking doesn't make his team better. A backup quarterback's job is simply this, and I'm going to ask you a simple question. A backup quarterback's job is to make the starting quarterback better. Is Colin Kaepernick a kind of guy, a personality, a competitor that makes you better or distracts the entire fucking team? Simple yes, no question.
Distracts.
Distracts. Because
then why do you want him on your team?
I don't.
Because he's a cunt. He's a bitch. I want someone who knows Colin Kaepernick because I tweet him all the time. You can't spell cunt without Kaepernick. No, no, he doesn't, but he's a bitch. Yeah. And he sits there and he acts like the only reason I'm not in football is because of the protests. You stink. If anyone saw Super Bowl 47, when they got to the goal line, he threw four times to Michael Crabtree in the right corner of the end zone. Yeah. The next year, after he blows the lead in the NFC Championship game against Seattle, when they have one more chance to win, what does he do?
Same play.
Throws the same fucking play. Because he stinks. Stop telling me it's because he's not kneeling. He should be on two knees sucking someone's dick if he wants a job.
Or is it the play calling?
You said Marshawn Lynch shows up. He does, except for my fantasy team. What a piece of shit he's been.
I didn't go near him. The guy's 30.
He's my third running back.
Daddy has Kareem.
In goal line spots. He'll fucking maybe get a touchdown.
But simply put, yes or no?
No.
Watch this. This is another fun game I'd like to play. Okay. Can you win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, of course.
Can you win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson?
Sure.
Yes.
Can you win a Super Bowl with Philip Rivers?
Not yes.
Yet. Maybe.
I think you could.
Can you win a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick?
No.
Then what? End of discussion. Right. Can you win a Super Bowl with Christian Hackenberg? No. Carson Palmer?
Gino, he can't get on the field. Stop.
What's that?
Hackenberg can't get on the field.
So get rid of him. The only reason they haven't, and I honestly believe they didn't play McCown in the preseason, is they're like, look, maybe he'll have a fluke good game because that's what happens in the preseason. You play the fucking third string guys that are going to be working for UPS and bouncing at strip clubs in a fucking month, and he couldn't even put up good numbers against them. So that was their move, I think. But we know he stinks. I'm not trying to tout Hackenberg as better than Kaepernick, but it's a yes-no question. Can you win a Super Bowl with this guy? Can you? That's all there. Can you win one with Carson Wentz? Sure.
And you have to overpay him to be a backup. $350,000.
No, you don't. And here's the other thing. I can't believe I'm fucking defending Colin Kaepernick.
I know.
Okay, but in Seattle's system, you don't think he'd be a better fit than Austin Davis?
No, I don't think he'd be a better fit than Austin Davis.
Absolutely, he's a better fit.
Because I honestly think he turned down that contract, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a rumor that he turned down that contract to further fuel this debate. But I don't think he'd be a better fit than Austin Davis because he's been in the NFC West, and we've seen how poorly he performed.
Have you ever seen Austin Davis play?
I have. He played for the Rams.
I'm this much better than him.
That doesn't matter. Well, then you're that much better than Colin Kaepernick.
His hair's better than yours, though.
You can sit here and say it all you want, but we already said, I'm going to ask you again. Does Colin Kaepernick make Russell Wilson a better player? No. Russell Wilson.
Does Austin Wilson?
What's that?
Does Austin Davis?
I'll tell you, some guys are like that. Who's the Chargers' backup quarterback?
I don't know.
Is it still Clement?
Kellen Clemens. What's the difference? And what's the difference?
No, please, not this joke.
I love this joke. What's the difference between Kellen Clemens and the late singer Clarence Clemens of the E Street Band. The thing about Clarence Clemens is he makes Rivers a better quarterback. He keeps beating year after year, and he stinks. Same thing with your Giants backup. Yeah. But every year he's in the film room. He's like talking to Rivers. He's very selfless. He's not sitting there trying to take the job. He knows what he is. He is a shitty starting quarterback, but he makes Rivers a better player. I'm going to ask you again. Does Colin Kaepernick make Russell Wilson a better player?
No.
No, he doesn't. So why are you going to pay this motherfucker to bring in all that fucking bullshit? You're not. Mm-hmm. Don't. This is the NFL. We're men here, okay? And we don't have time to do you a fucking favor for your fucking cause, because the cause is W-I-N-N-I-N-G winning and not fucking you protesting because you couldn't beat out Blaine fucking Gabbert. Go away. Go away. Why doesn't he play right now in the CFL? The Tiger Cats have his rights. Right. That's what guys do when they prove they want to be better. Warren Moon did it. Doug Flutie did it. Why can't Colin Kaepernick do that? Shouldn't he fucking own that league? Shouldn't he go in that league and just put up retarded, again, no offense, ridiculous numbers? He should. So why doesn't he? Because he's not good. And he doesn't want to embarrass himself.
The NFL is the ultimate meritocracy, and here's why. You cannot hide roster spots in the NFL like you can in baseball, especially in September when there's a 40-man roster, let alone the 25. In football, every roster spot is extremely valuable, so you cannot have someone like
that
in
the NFL. Thank you, cliche football guy.
Not only that, how many teams even carry three quarterbacks anymore?
No, a lot of teams aren't anymore.
Yeah, so what do you – he's not your backup. Everyone's like, he could be a third string quarterback. What are you trying to win with that argument?
But he can't be on a practice squad?
No, because he doesn't make anyone better. He's a moping little cunt. Name the last time he was a good quarterback. And I'll tell you this. There's a reason.
It was the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that was a lot of the system. But the thing – sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, go ahead.
The thing about quarterbacks, you look at guys like Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, guys that played in – Jay Cutler even, that played fucking in oblivion in Cal, at Vanderbilt, at Purdue, at Michigan. And what did they do? They played three, four years. They got the reps in. They learned how to read a defense. They learned how to make adjustments. They learned how to friggin' have a short memory and walk on the field after a terrible interception and keep playing. Then you get guys like your Ryan Leafs, your Jamarcus Russells, your fucking Colin Kaepernicks and Matt Leinart, who played one fucking year in a system that wasn't pro style, put up big numbers, and thought they could go into the NFL and play, and they never learned how to read a defense, Dante Culpepper. So after a year or two in the system, people figured them out, and they just never got better. Colin Kaepernick has been figured out, and he can't read a defense like Drew Brees. He can't make an adjustment. Did you see fucking the way the Packers won yesterday? That is all Aaron fucking Rodgers. Yeah. See what the Colts are doing? Well, although I did have the Colts over the Browns, big stretch, with Jacoby Brissett. But you see what they do with it?
You took that pick 'em, or did you get the point and a half?
Dude. Plus one and a half. It was at one and a half.
At game time, it was a pick 'em.
It doesn't matter. I had the Colts, and they won by three. But I said, who are the Browns to be giving points on the road?
Yeah,
I said, the last time the Browns won on the road, excuse me, you know who they beat? They beat the Ravens, who used to be the Browns.
Right.
So they actually lost on the road. But these are the guys. You look at these quarterbacks, like Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady, did you see that game fucking?
Had the over.
That was the coronation of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
I had that game, too. Yeah. I said, if only Deshaun Watson were playing the greatest team of the past
decade.
Yeah,
you were shitting on Deshaun Watson. You thought he would do nothing against that defense. So
he's made for that.
I know it. That is going to make the Jets look bad that they didn't go out and pick him.
Well, everything makes the Jets look bad, right?
No, but that was a big pass on the Jets. I mean, these two safety kids are playing excellent. The kid, Jamal Adams, he's going to be a legit guy. He's going to be a
And then he's going to leave in 2 years.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
You're scolding me. You're like, don't you say that.
That's right. The fucking Jets are
you
trending upwards.
You take that back. You're hurting feelings.
Right now, better record than the Giants.
Better record than the Chargers.
Sam Darnold will suck for Sam right now. Let's go.
Sam Darnold's a quarterback like that.
I don't think the Jets are going to draft him.
Really?
No. Yeah, I can see them going after the kid. Was it Rosen?
Oh, Seth Rosen.
Yes.
Yeah, you need a Jew here in New York. Look.
Yeah, our numbers are getting low.
Yeah. The weird thing is, when he snaps the ball, he yells, "Kike!" All right, listen.
We have to go to the next segment.
But they say Darnold's a quarterback like that. Now, we've been over this. I always listen to Colin Coward. I love that guy. I think he has great. And he said, he's like, you look at a guy like Darnold, there's a reason USC is losing the first half of every game, and then they win. Quarterbacks win games for you. And for the last time, that is not Kaepernick anymore. Wait. He's not even worth talking about in the same breath as an NFL player.
You watch USC?
What's that? I didn't see any of their games yet this year.
Okay.
I just heard that.
Watch the games, okay? That fucking team plays so uninspired football.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a lack of talent or if it's coaching. But I think that
their
team
coach is the Helton. What's his name? It's still that guy, right?
No.
They changed the coach.
I don't watch college football.
I love college football, but I haven't been watching.
What's his name? Who's running that team now? Pat Hayden. Okay.
Yeah. He's not the head coach.
He's not the head coach. He's the athletic director.
No, but it's Heston or Helton.
Right, of a
I'm Googling USA. It. I'm cheating,
guys. Go look it up. No, but still, I mean, they've been playing very flat. They've underperformed in their first three games. And
Clay Helton. Boom. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's switch topics. Let's go to the Giants and the other distraction there.
Ugh.
Odell Beckham Jr. Thoughts?
Selfish. Thank you. Selfish. From the beginning to the end. From the boat trip to fucking him making out with the that was before making out and proposing, making out to a kicking net.
Yeah.
and then dropping the football, and then sitting there in preseason like practicing with Johnny Manziel, and then when they say you're allowed to celebrate right now, but don't do, and I heard this on the walk in on BTI, they said because you can do more, they said don't do two things, don't do anything lewd or scatological. He did both. He fucking pretended to be
Evan Ingram. He's a selfish, immature guy.
Yeah, because everything's got to be about him.
Of course. So let me ask you something, Kevin, being the only Giant fan in the room.
Yeah. Well, he can be a Giant fan and have a player that's an asshole. Yeah. We're not bashing him.
It's true, but this is why I want to ask him. Okay, contract time. You're the GM. You're Jerry Reese. Are you paying him?
Yeah.
Gino.
Yeah, you are. He's a top five receiver. You'd be a fool.
You don't win, but you don't win with a top five receiver.
Is it
the Giants never won that way.
This is the last year, and this
because it's the fifth year, so it hampers you everywhere else because he's going to want to be the highest paid guy where you can take that money. See, if he played for fucking the Patriots, Belichick would have traded his ass already, and he would have gotten picks, and they would have rebuilt that team. Okay.
Yeah.
The Giants never won with a guy like this. You remember the Giants Super Bowls?
Yeah, guys, Harry Carson, Bavaro.
Harry Carson. I know Taylor was a different type of guy.
He was a good piece of shit.
But he wasn't. He was never.
He was
a
smoking crack and fucking hookers. He was selfish. Was he a distraction
on the field?
No, he showed up every fucking game. Bum shoulder.
Exactly.
Against the Saints.
And the one time.
He was a motivator on the field.
Yeah, he was.
And the one time Odell had the real spotlight when he was opposed to Sean, which is a playoff game, how did he perform?
Drop fucking three balls.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you.
That's why the Giants got to go back, get an offensive line. They're not a fancy team. This guy does not fit the Giant history or character.
He's right. And it brings up a very good point.
They did have Plaxico Burress, who was a piece of shit and won a
Super Bowl. But he played team ball. He was a good teammate while he was on the Giants. So
I don't think he should have went to jail. He shot himself. Was he stupid? Yeah. But
he's
I hate
stupid,
when they try and make an example of these guys.
They would have won back-to-back Super Bowls if he did not shoot himself.
Absolutely.
They were 12-1 at that point. They would have ran roughshod again.
I think Odell is a distraction to the team. I don't think he's a leader on the team. I don't think his teammates really respect him or follow him. I'd rather trade him.
Can't trade him. This is last year.
Well, they should have. Well, Jerry Reese is an awful general manager.
Hold on a second, though. Here's your argument. You have your good picks and your bad picks. Last year when the defense ate shit, what did he do? He got Snacks Harrison. He got Jenkins.
Free agent.
But he had to go get these guys. He signed these guys.
How did he draft?
Huh?
You
got Sterling Shepard. You got Landon Collins. Those are some top picks.
Then, of course,
you have your Eric Flowers. You have your Eli Apples. I know where you're going with this.
Both of you guys. Football is a very easy game. Very, very simple game. Two things win football games. Blocking
offense,
and tackling.
Line.
Okay? Right. Do the Giants do either of those things very well?
Not on the offensive line.
Thank you. So that's why you're not going to win.
They said Manning's at the point now where he's feeling pressure that's not there. You know what I mean? Because the guy can't –
He's hearing footsteps.
Yeah, and can you blame him? You look at Deshaun Watson, and it's the perfect counterpoint. It's like Savage isn't 10 times better than Watson or vice versa, but it's just you can't have Savage behind that shitty offensive Texan line. So you put Watson there, and suddenly he's
it's
making
like David
fucking
Carr
plays.
Again.
Yeah, but so you what are you going to do? You're going to bench Manning? I don't even know your backup. Oh, it's Geno Smith. You can't bench Manning, and not that you ever would, God forbid. So that's a mess. But the thing about the point I would make about Odell Beckham Jr. is not just that he's a cancer. It is. We get back to are you a leader on the field? Like LT was a leader on the field.
Yeah,
and I'll make it about my Charger. You look at Joey Bosa. I don't care who your defensive coordinator is. You look at Joey Bosa, and now suddenly Melvin Ingram is relevant again. He's the player they thought he would be because you look at a guy like Bosa playing his ass off, and everyone on the field, fuck the defensive coordinator or practice. You're on the field. You're like, we better fucking play our ass off for this fucking guy. You know what I mean? No one's doing that for fucking Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
They'll do it for Carson Wentz in Philly. You know what I mean?
Right.
You fucking look at all the great teams. You don't think they're rallying around Deshaun Watson right now? Do I even have to say Tom fucking Brady?
Yeah.
Fucking, that is what a leader
does.
Odell Beckham, when he fucking, hey, look, I'm taking a piss. You just cost us 15 yards because you want to brag that you caught your first touchdown? Oh,
here's the problem.
Fucking going to business.
He's never going to get it.
No, here's the thing.
No.
Eli Manning is not a loud guy. Like, Roethlisberger would grab your fucking face mask, I'm sure, and fucking shake the shit out of you did that. Eli doesn't. If he had, like, a guy like that, a court, we had a guy.
Well,
who
he doesn't. He doesn't.
Shouldn't
so have to. So you still would sign him?
I don't like it, but I have to.
You can't.
Let me see the list of free agents that are out there.
Look how good Shepard's becoming. Look how good Ingram's becoming. Right. Becoming. He's only been played three games.
And you know what the thing is? Odell is a quintessential millennium. He's done it. He had one really great year.
Yeah.
But he wants to be paid like he's done it for a lifetime. And he hasn't.
And I've had it with his one-handed catching bullshit. Like, does it look like he's always trying? Like, he pushes with one, and he tries to distract you with this great catch with one. Use two fucking hands.
But good point.
Have you ever noticed that it looks like he could have used two and he doesn't?
But as many good catches, great catches, and then he's off the charts athletic.
Right.
He also had a lot of drops yesterday, too.
Yep.
He had a couple.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'd rather have a guy like A.J. Green, okay, who keeps his mouth shut, who plays
Keenan
hard,
Allen.
Okay?
Tyrell Williams.
Yes. I'd rather
Travis
have, like
Benjamin.
I said, I'd rather have a guy like Jerome Kearse.
He's not bad.
He's done the job.
Bud, speaking of ex-Seahawks, what's going on with that Seattle team?
That offensive line is as bad as the Giants.
And they went and got Sheldon Richardson for Javon Kearse. Well, they were liquidating.
That also turned out to be a great trade for the Jets.
Yeah, for the Jets it was, yeah. But the Seahawks need offensive linemen.
You get a pick for that too, or just the trade?
No, you got the second round pick.
That's a good pick.
Sure. Oh. That's going to be a decent pick. It's going to be a top 50 pick.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take that anytime. You had 4 years of Sheldon Richardson. You got a veteran receiver that you needed.
And that guy's a nutcake.
Sure. Yeah.
So Chargers, what do you think, Gino?
Terrible team. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. We were saying, like, you could have all the talent in the world, but you can still not be a good – you have Phillip Rivers. You have Melvin Gordon. On the other side, you got
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, Keenan Allen. You got Travis Benjamin is a fucking speedster. You have –
he stretches
the
field.
Yeah, so many weapons, yeah. And yet you
Antonio
can't –
Antonio Gates.
You can't – and Hunter Henry.
Who is, I mean, we can go on and on.
They just lost Verrett
for the year, their cornerback, though. But on the other side, you got Ingram and Bosa, who are probably they're not as good, but they're up there with Clowney and that other fucking Watt. That guy.
But also, they've been in every game, and if they have, I think if they have a veteran kicker, they wind
so,
up.
But that's
they're 2-1.
That's 2 out of 3 losses.
They don't. Yeah. They don't, because that fucking first game.
What you just said.
What is football? Blocking and tackling.
That's all.
And fucking after they ice the kicker, fucking the center doesn't block. The guy goes right through. I'm not blaming him for that. Don't get me wrong. I couldn't agree more. They need to have a veteran kicker there. When you have more one-possession games than any team in the NFL, and you're like, we're going to try this rookie kicker instead of the veteran Josh Lambeau, what the fuck are you thinking?
Right. There have been a lot of good Korean kickers in the league.
Please. What do you expect an Asian kicker to do when the ball comes off his foot? It's going to go on
sideways.
It's going to go on a slant. It's going to go on a slant.
You got to pick up your game here, Gino.
Yeah. Going to slant.
Even Goatee is calling you out.
Boom. You would think an Asian kicker would have a happy ending. No. No.
He didn't have a rubbery reg yesterday, did he?
And if they beat the friggin' Chiefs yesterday, not that they were ever in that game. That was the one game they were never in.
Right.
Fucking, if they beat the Dolphins like they're supposed to and beat the Chiefs yesterday, they're
2-1 like everybody else.
Everyone else fucking lost. Denver lost. Well, KC's 3-0. Fucking Oakland lost. Chargers are done. I'm going to the game next week. Going to be in L.A. Philly's Eagles Chargers.
And then the following week, my buddy can get the tickets, Giants and Chargers.
Ooh, dude, we could do that.
What's my buddy's dad's ticket? So if he shows up.
And where is that? In the plane here?
Yeah, it's here.
That's a good game.
We'll probably win that game.
That game has first pick written all over it.
No, it doesn't.
Suck for Sam. Let's go.
The Jets are getting the first pick. They won't
no,
let
they're
that,
not.
They won't
they
let that get away.
Already.
Yeah, trust me. They won't let that get away.
We got tonight. We got the Cardinals +3 in the over 47. Gino Visconti, I got my under 47 locked in.
We were talking about like what real gamblers are like, and we were talking, and this gets back to the Odell Beckham thing. Like what would I do? But I don't see how NFL players sit there. How NFL ownership don't. If I owned an NFL team, I would cut some guys in the middle of a game. I would. Like, and we're getting like we're talking about. And then we'll get to Monday night game. We'll go all the way back to Thursday. You got the friggin' Rams in their pajamas against the Niners. And
you didn't like those uniforms?
It was 80 total points, and I asked him what he bet, and he laughs. He's like, I had the under. Because that's what a gambler does. We laugh at our dumb – like, if we cover, we're like,
but
I had those.
Who didn't see that?
What's that?
I mean, who saw, actually, who saw that?
No one.
No matter what team you were
on. The money in Vegas was on the fucking under.
On fantasy, I played the Rams defense.
I did too. I picked up 2 weeks.
They got me zero.
But that's my point. Now, if anyone, I don't care which team
give up
won.
A touchdown. Give up two touchdowns. Give up 40
points. 21 points in the first quarter. I said, woo-hoo!
I don't care.
Goodbye, $330.
I don't care which team fucking won. There's no way to sit there and act like you know what you're doing gambling. And the thing is, you watch it, and this is what drives me nuts about football at every level, from the players all the way up to the owners. They do the look no further than Super Bowl 51, where all they had to do, Atlanta, was run the ball. And fucking what does Shanahan do after he fucks up? The next day he's head coach of a fucking team. Fucking that kicker, that kick returner, you know they're going to lose this game. They're up 15, and then they give up that
ball.
I never
at any point, we talked about this on the air before, but I never at any point felt comfortable in that game.
No! Me neither, and I had the Rams.
I would shit my pants, and I had to watch the Pages come back.
I had the Rams, and when that kid ran the ball out, you know what I'm talking about, the play where he fumbles? Like, this is the thing. And this is why the Patriots are the best team, best-run organization in football. Like you said, fucking traitor's ass. Never was there a better example than last year when that Collins guy.
Right, Jimmy Collins.
Yeah.
You want individuality? Cleveland.
He woke up in Cleveland. We were talking about that on a road trip. It's like, what sends a better message than he wakes up in the worst football? He went for the best team in the league.
Thank you, yeah. Cleveland.
And he woke up in Cleveland. Like, and then the next day in the locker room, Belichick's like, anyone else want to talk about country? Yeah. No.
You didn't learn that from Ty Law?
Right.
Okay. That was another guy. And the Patriots keep finding guys.
Yeah.
If you fit
plug and play system.
If you fit the system, great. You know, you could be terrible on another team. You come to the Patriots, all of a sudden you're a star.
So again, this kick returner comes out of the end. We're not asking you to return a touchdown. You have 5 minutes. You know how many times the Rams punted last night, Thursday night? Once. Your offense owns these motherfuckers. And I don't know. They had this running back, Todd Gurley, he is really
five
fucking good.
Five touchdowns in the first three games. Yeah. He had like four last year.
But 10 in his career, he scored five touchdowns against me. I could have played against him 2 weeks. Okay?
But I think he had a great rookie year. You have to take, last year, which one's true? And it's starting to realize. That was an anomaly last year of a terribly run team. But my point is
the whole team is playing better with Jeff Fisher gone. No,
but that kid runs out and fucking, we're not asking you to score a touchdown. We're not asking you do anything amazing. Just, and I'll get back to the pages, do your job. If you just do your job, if the Chargers center blocks on that fucking field goal attempt, if you just fucking do your job, if you just hand the ball to the referee, Odell Beckham, if you just do your fucking job.
You're asking too much.
No. And this kid fumbles, and he fumbles. And you know what he got the next day? A five-figure paycheck. Cut this motherfucker. You're done.
The Jets did. They just did.
What'd they do?
The kid who fumbled the kickoff, the kickoff.
No.
In the Raiders game.
Was that this year?
No, last week.
Last weekend.
No, last week. Last week, and what happened was
Jets are
down 14-10. Under 2 minutes to go, right?
Touche.
Kickoff, Jets are getting the ball. Plus, they're getting the ball at the start of the third period.
Right.
Okay? Kid fumbles, and the kid's been shaky preseason and going into the season. He fumbles, Raiders pick up the ball. And so instead of going in 14-10, they're going 21-10, and basically their heads are down, and it's over. You can just see the quit in the team.
So you got to cut these.
But they did cut him. They did cut him.
But that's the exception, not the practice squad.
You know what's funny, though? Because I had we talked about this before. Kareem Hunt, right? What's his first carry of his NFL career?
Fumble.
Now imagine he's in fucking Patriots. What happens? He didn't see the light of day for 2 fucking weeks. But the kid goes off and runs for a buck 80 and 2 fucking long touchdowns.
But I'll tell you. And again, I'm making about the Chargers because this is the shit I remember. Ryan Matthews, when they traded up to get this kid.
You liked him.
I didn't. Well, I wanted to like him, but the first fucking game. I hate him. Because you know what he did the first game? Midway through, he fumbled. And the rest of the game, he fucking was just moping and putting his head in the line. And he never cured his fumbling problem. He looked like a bitch. Kareem Hunt, when he fumbled that ball, I'm telling you, they showed the stat. He had fumbled once
at Toledo.
And he recovered it. Yeah. So he never lost a fumble in his career. You saw him on the sideline. He's like, are you fucking – he was not upset at all. He's like, I think fucking – he reads like I'm going to bet. You're fucking putting me back in that fucking game, and I'll show you what I'm going to do. And how do you not love a kid like that? He's like, that's a competitor. That's a guy that's like, did I just – fucking fumble? Not like, oh my God, it'll never happen again. Did I just fuck? Give me the fuck. Yeah. And you see him. Only guy in the history of the NFL to have 3 50-yard runs first 3 weeks of the season.
Is this the year that Kansas City kind of breaks through?
I got to tell you, I love for as much, and I'd be curious what you two think. We talk football. We bash a lot of guys. But I'll say it again. I love – prove me wrong. I gave Colin Kaepernick years. Prove me wrong. Alex Smith Captain Checkdown is proving me wrong right now.
He's throwing deep balls.
I said when fucking Mahomes, I said he's going to play the rest of the season looking over his shoulder at Pat Mahomes. And he said, no, I'm not, Geno. Fuck
Alex
you.
Alex Smith is as good as the talent is around him.
Yeah, that's he used to be. I think he is some of the talent around him. Look. He's winning me over.
Well, he's a smart kid.
He's a game manager.
He's better than a game manager.
But this year, the first few games of this year, he is.
Even a couple of years prior to that.
I disagree.
Week one, like 400 fucking yards.
Well, that's this year.
He played that playoff game against the Saints for the 49ers.
That was the last time he impressed me as a quarterback.
But he can read a defense. He has to have the weapons around. He never had the weapons. Now he has them.
He had Jamal Charles.
But he got hurt. That's how he lost his job. He didn't lose his job. Colin Kaepernick. Because Harbaugh can fix him.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, I think the Chiefs, I think it's their division this year. I'm saying it now because I didn't say it in the preseason.
I just want to ask you something else. Going back to the Rams, is Goff for real? Is he better than
you? If you'd asked me last year, I would have said this.
Is he worthy of a number one pick?
Last year, let me ask you.
Well, because it's the second year in the league, you have to give a guy 3 full years before you can have a fair, complete assessment.
But I wasn't ready to last year. Like
last year, he really looked like a deer in the headlights.
But again, that's Fisher. We all agree with that. But last year, before
– I love this guy, McVay. Was he 31 years old?
Like 35.
Yeah, Rams coach. Yeah.
Beautiful.
He's like 31.
Yeah.
He's
30, wow.
Yeah.
But last year, when he wasn't playing by week 8, and you're backing up Case Keenum, who, by the way, is a Pro Bowler after fucking yesterday's –
Let's go through some picks for week 4. Thursday night game is actually not a shitbag game. Bears, Packers in Green Bay.
The oldest rivalry in football. I'm going to tell you, if it's in Green Bay, right now, if the line
is 7. Oh, you can hear the ghosts of Hallis and Lombardi.
I was going to guess the line was minus 7.
All right, yeah, okay. Were you?
I probably was. It's easy to say
I'm going to say 7.5.
Over 46.5, I go over.
Is it 7? You're saying
I'm looking right now. It's 7. Early number from Vegas.
No Randall Cobb, right?
He was out last week.
I know, but he's not enough time for him to get better. I like the kid, Geronimo Allison.
I didn't see a lot of games.
Geronimo Allison did. 7 catches, I think, 121. And he's the guy who caught the big catch to put him down in field goal range.
Here's the gambling story of the week. Fucking Packers. Bengals are getting 9, or as Francesco says, 9. It drops to 7 on game day. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. How the fuck are the Packers – how are they getting faded at home 5-0 against the spread? What's up? You can't hear me? Testing? No.
You gotta stay in front of them.
Oh. How the fuck are the Packers? I'm loud enough. Packers are 5-0 at home against the spread. These cocksuckers are only going to lay 7, and they go out. Goddamn, Sharps got it right.
Oh, please. This was a bookie weekend.
Go to the pick. What's the line?
7.
7.
It is 7.
I'm taking the Bears in that. They've been playing strong football.
But not on the road.
They only played one game on the road. They got killed by the Buccaneers, right?
I think they're a better home team, and the Steelers are always a bad road team.
The splits are terrible.
I'm gonna take
Packers.
Give me the Packers, and I'll give the points.
I'm taking the Bears, getting all those points in a divisional game.
I love the
Bears.
Over 45. They're gonna score a lot of points in that.
Over 45. That sounds like my dating fucking circle.
What are you going with the line?
You're under 45.
I know. I'm under 28 at this point.
You're giving and taking the points.
Daddy's creepy.
I'm laying the 7. I don't think Green Bay is going to not cover at home 2 weeks in a row.
They can't cover it at home.
You got Miami in London. By the way, great job, CBS. Make us watch that on a fucking iPad, the Jacksonville
Baltimore CBS game. Or is it the NFL?
NFL,
it's a stupid NFL because Roger Goodell said that's what the fans want. The fans want to wake up at 9 o'clock to watch Jacksonville and the
But
Ravens.
Why do they do
but
it?
But now they're going to watch More the money. Fucking Miami Dolphins play do? The fucking Saints. What do you think of the line is there, Gino Bisconti?
Miami Dolphins facing the Saints in New Orleans?
No, in London.
Oh, in London, but the Saints
Miami
are home.
Home game.
I'm going to say 3.5 Saints.
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
29.5 over under.
I'd never touch totals. You're taking the under? I don't know. The Saints playing in Wembley, I would take the over in that.
Depends on the weather.
God, what happened to the Dolphins this weekend against the
Jets?
Play
the Jets.
They just shut them the fuck down.
I thought the Jet defense played great.
Yeah.
Pats are home again. Minus.
By the way, I would take the Saints in that game. I would.
I'm taking the Saints, too.
Good. I would, too.
Well, there's no way that covers. Take the Dolphins, people. Three fucking idiots.
Lock
it up.
New England home against the Carolina Panthers.
I'm starting to realize
why
I got
done.
Let's guess. What do you think?
Wait, okay, so wait. At home against the Panthers?
Yeah.
The
7.5.
Yeah. 8.5.
Yeah. Damn it.
I know it. I'm laying the points.
I am too. There's no way that fucking Carolina's going to cover points like that. They look like shit yesterday.
Their defense is really good. I would take the Panthers in that. Don't get me wrong. I'm starting to realize why I got Cam Newton so late.
Are they going
to
score?
That's a problem.
I don't.
Is Kelvin Benjamin even playing?
I don't know, but Greg Olsen's out for the year.
Yeah.
Is he out for the year?
Yeah, he broke his
foot. Footy.
I thought
at least for at least 2 months. But
yeah, because I have him on IR. Oh yeah. But you know.
And Newton can't hit a running back. Yeah. He can't.
He's not. He's not healthy.
Yeah, they say he threw like four passes in training camp.
Give me New England.
I agree.
Fine, you win. I'll take New England. Another loser.
Dallas.
All three of them.
Another loser.
Dallas home against the Rams.
You do this line. What do you think it is? At home against the Rams, Dallas.
Dallas favorite by 6.5.
Dallas favored by 3.5.
Dallas favored by 8.5.
Jesus
I'm taking the Rams
Christ.
And the points. Rams and the points.
Oh, I'm taking Dallas. Oh wait, 8.5. I'm taking Rams.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what? I got to go with the Rams. You know what? I'm not.
Dallas'
defense isn't.
Yeah, I'm not even 100% sure that the Dallas can even win the game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I think the Rams are a lot better than people. I know.
For
the first time in years, how entertaining are the Rams to watch now?
Well, one game. They looked awful 2 weeks ago. But
they beat the Redskins pretty well. I'm sorry, they lost.
Close game.
I covered the Redskins.
And they closed the
But they were fun to watch in that game. Yeah,
we got Houston, Tennessee.
Greatest show on turf.
Tennessee at Houston. What do you got?
Tennessee at Houston.
Yep.
Tennessee is laying 2.5.
Jeff?
On the road.
Wow. I think Houston is favorite. I'm going to say, yeah, by about 3.5.
Houston minus 2. Sorry. Tennessee minus two.
There you go.
Great bounce back win yesterday.
I think they get this wrong, and here's the reason why.
Well, you got 5 days.
You got a rookie QB. You got Mariota looking great. They just beat the Seahawks.
It's the same argument.
Badly.
Same argument that he just said about New England rookie quarterback and Deshaun Watson. I thought he played very well in the game.
Yeah.
You know what? And also, I think is Houston's season's on the line. They're playing at home. Give me Houston.
That's their season on the line. They're 1-2.
Yeah. Well, they can't go 1-3 and lose in the division.
Here's a problem. I'm going to find myself rooting for Deshaun Watson. Me and my buddy put 50 each in on Cleveland and the over 4.5 just because I like Deshaun Kizer. You know, you find yourself rooting for him. They're not going to hit it. We already lost that bet. But it's 2.5.
Home game in a division, and you're looking at 1-3.
Oh, desperate teams. I'm taking the Titans.
I'm taking the Titans, too.
There you go. Finally, a little disagreement.
Okay, good.
Cincinnati's in Cleveland, the battle of shitty Ohio. What do you got?
Are these teams that haven't won a game yet?
Yeah, they're both winless.
Okay,
the battle of winless.
Do we even need to go over this
one? Yeah, I love this game. Cincy at Cleveland. Cleveland may be laying 3 in this. It might be the field goal game.
Cleveland cannot be. I'm going to say Cincinnati's favorite. I'm going to say Cincinnati's favorite by 2.5.
Cincinnati.
3. Cincy by 3.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Do you take Cincy?
Yes.
I don't touch this game.
I wouldn't bet, but if I have to in this hypothetical, I'll take Cincinnati.
I'll take Cleveland.
I'll take the points.
Cleveland.
Yeah, I would.
After Cleveland lost
to
the Andrew Luckless,
there's a 42% chance.
Devontae Davidless.
Here's an interesting game.
42% chance I'm going to be right about this. Let me be.
Two teams who got their dicks one ripped off, and another one who just got embarrassed.
Their dicks ripped off.
Baltimore is home against the fucking Steelers.
Baltimore's home?
Yeah. Jacksonville, Baltimore, chose not to take a bye.
You're allowed to because you want to buy later in the year.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Okay.
They want to buy.
Plus, Baltimore's probably agreed and we'll need a buy. We'll kill the Jets.
That's another reason for no England games. Okay. What's the line?
Will you tell me?
Where's the game?
Baltimore.
I like this. I think the Steelers are favorite by 4.5.
Yeah, I was gonna say 5.
Steelers are -2.5.
I'll take the Steelers in that.
Yeah. On the road?
That could be my best bet of the week.
Yeah.
Baltimore at home after getting their asses whipped.
But also coming across, traveling.
But they looked so good in all their other games. You could blame them. It was their first time ever in London.
No. Calm down, Spanky. Who'd they play?
They played the Jags.
No, Baltimore.
Oh, who'd they play in the first? They beat two
Cincinnati.
Teams, right.
Right.
Yeah. And who else?
Cleveland.
Was it Cleveland?
Yeah, a tough game.
Yeah. I had Cleveland in that.
So now they play Jacksonville. Nah, and also the Steelers coming off of a loss. I like the Steelers a lot. I just got to give 2. Fine.
2.5.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
44.5 over under. I don't know about that. You can argue both.
Steelers are not going to drop to 2-2.
Yeah. Mm,
I'm taking the Ravens.
All right.
I don't know why.
I would take the. I don't know. God,
you got to pick.
Not betting that game.
You got to pick. You got to pick.
Ravens, give me the points.
Oh,
no.
Pittsburgh on the road is garbage, as they've proven many times.
Yeah, it's true.
Atlanta as at home at Atlanta home against Buffalo. What do you got?
How about Buffalo? What do you think? Tell me what Brady. How about Buffalo?
Right.
How about them?
Well, they got two wins. Beat your Jets.
How about,
game.
How about the Bills?
And fucking everyone. Everyone couldn't bet enough money on Denver.
Right.
Couldn't bet enough money on Denver.
That was a shocker of the week.
Made out so well this week.
Right.
All these games, fucking against.
Was it 10 dogs special. Covered this week?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
I wouldn't
10.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
What's the line?
You tell me.
Wait, where's the game? I'm sorry.
Atlanta. Atlanta, as my princess
man.
Says. They've,
and wait,
if they're playing in
who?
Buffalo, I would have said Buffalo wins the game outright. Atlanta has, they've been shaky.
Atlanta
in their
4.5.
Wins. No, I think Atlanta. I think it's a little bit bigger. I'm going to say Atlanta's probably. 6.
7.5. 8-2.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that would be bigger.
You might have to grab the points, huh? Although that dome, they're playing. Wait, one game there, I guess?
But and that the offense hasn't been like what it was last year. Last year, they were averaging, 33 a game?
Well, Sarkisian's the offensive coordinator now. You go USC from fucking right? Shanahan to a guy
USC.
That. Yeah,
well,
a
no, actually, no. He ended last year as the offensive coordinator for Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
That's it.
But still, I'm taking Buffalo.
I'm taking
Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Atlanta.
Okay, I was about to yell loser if
over
you sold 48 Buffalo.
And a half. I think I go Atlanta. Over on that.
I never do totals.
I love totals. Tampa is home against the New York Football Giants.
Oh God, what a mess the Giants have become. Tampa at home against the Giants. Tampa's laying. Tampa's laying 5 in that game. Tampa's laying 5.
Jeff.
No question in my mind. Lock it up. Is your kid going to go to college? Fuck that. University of Phoenix time, people.
I think a little smaller. I think Tampa's probably laying. I'm going to go 2.5.
3.
Pretty
idiot.
Close. Yeah, it was right there.
I'm taking Tampa.
I'll
why
take
not? It give me
no,
a fucking reason.
No.
I know they'll win.
I'll go one more shot at the Giants.
They're a desperate team.
I don't bet the Giants.
They're a desperate team.
0-4, they're done.
But this is what people always say.
43.5 is the over. I love the over.
Is McAdoo over his head?
Yeah. When he fucking called out Eli Manning, fuck you.
That's my biggest problem right
fuck
now.
Fuck you. What do you Eli think about you like, got to tell us what you think about that.
Right. I mean, Eli, let me tell you right now. You're right. I fucked up that play. But by the way, that call was bullshit. I'm at the game. They're going to go for it on 4th and 2. They're down fucking 3 scores, 17. Like, no, they need the goddamn field goal. Don't go for it. They fucking get delayed, and then they kick the field goal. It's like, thank Christ. Now we have a fighting fucking chance. But if I'm Eli, I go, you know what? We're going to call out people. We're going to have some accountability. Let's call out the coach for the horrible fucking play calls. When I'm in section 302 at the top, calling out the goddamn plays.
If they go 6-10 this year, you give him another year or is he done?
You can't, no, because he went to the playoffs last year with an 11-win team. He's
but
not going
to
get
you understand, that move is him trying to garner some hard-ass respect.
Yeah. Is Jerry Reese gone? Why'd you sign Brandon Marshall? Why didn't you sign one offensive lineman?
There wasn't anyone to sign the offensive line in the free agency class. That was the thing. That's what they looked at first, and there was no one out there.
Why didn't you draft him? Why didn't you make a trade for one?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, answer is Jerry Reese.
I don't know.
I think he's gone if they have a disaster.
Someone's going to probably have to answer the fucking
question. McAdoo really rubbed me the wrong. I never had an opinion on McAdoo, and I don't care about Eli Manning. But when he said that.
Did you see his press conference when he got introduced? He's wearing a JCPenney suit.
No.
Not tailored. It's
awful.
Off the fucking rack.
Awful.
But when he said
with an
that.
Awful haircut, no.
Yeah.
What do you want? He's from Pennsylvania. Jesus Christ.
He looks like William H. Macy in Boogie Nights. No, you know what?
Getting his white getting cuckolded by the one dude.
I'm going to go. I'm going Giants in this game.
I'm taking Tampa, but you're probably right.
I'm taking the Giants. I'll take the over 43.5. They're going to score that game.
Oh.
Your Chargers in L.A., the soccer stadium.
I will be at this game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
God, I want you to fucking win that game in the worst way. I hate those people.
The Eagles are laying 3.5 in that game.
Are the Eagles 3-0?
No, they're 2-1.
Who'd
they
lose to?
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
That's right. In close game.
Jeffrey Paul, what are the
Well, the
what's
Chiefs
the
pulled away at the end, but it was a great game most of it.
Eagles favorite by 3.
You want to laugh? It's a pick 'em.
I'm getting so drunk at that game.
It's a pick 'em.
You know what? I think the Chargers win it.
I'm going to take the Chargers in that because I'm going to be rooting for them. And
how
if
is
it's
that
a
pick 'em?
You can't make it any easier.
Who would you make favorite?
I would take the – that's a Philly minus fucking 3 easily.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Easily,
but no.
It's a pick 'em. Am I missing something?
What is the line telling you? Didn't you? Hey, don't you hear people said that lines don't talk? Yeah. What's the joke? The only lines that ever talk to me are lines of cocaine, and they always say the same thing. What are you waiting for? Here we go.
That's good.
And
stuff.
Why am I on another guy's cock that you're snorting off of?
What was the other one I did? This line is crying. Take the joke. Lines don't cry. Well, the line outside Planned Parenthood at Christmas, that line cries.
I love all the hacky sports jokes. That's good.
We got a few more to go before I get the fuck out of here. Arizona's home against the fucking Niners.
What's that?
Arizona.
Arizona, they're laying 6.5 to the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going, and I'll take Arizona. I'll
give 7.
There you go.
You're right on the money.
Oh, my God.
Next.
I don't know that game.
How many games do we have left?
3. 2.5. Oh, I just fucking said it. Denver home against Oakland. That's a battle of bounce backs.
I'm taking Denver in that.
Who's home?
Denver hosting Oakland.
Denver.
I agree.
Loser!
Throw your tickets now, Johnny Coffee Case. Get in the fucking closet.
Listen to this, and I'm going to write down all the ones we went
through. Seattle, home against the fucking Colts.
Definition. They're laying 13 in that game. No, they suck 10. They're laying 10.
No, I don't think it's double digits. I think it's going to be like 8.
13.
Yeah.
Wow.
First answer.
So who are you taking?
I'm taking the Colts. I like Jacoby Brissett.
They suck in the fucking
Jacoby Brissett is like he's basically
doubled
his knowledge in the 3 weeks.
Technically, it's not September. It'd be October 1st.
Okay. You're gay.
So
Monday night game, Kansas City.
Wait a second. I didn't pick.
Oh.
We're running out of time. Pick it.
I'm going to go Seattle.
You went Seattle yesterday.
You're laying 13.
Yeah, I'm going to go 13. Yeah, I'll give all the
What do you got? Let's do Monday night. And get really
Kansas City is home against the Washington Foreskins.
Oh, fuck. Kansas City is home. Kansas City's laying 7 in that game, and I'm taking the Chiefs. I hate Kirk Cousins on the road.
Kansas City.
Period. Yeah. Fucked me last night. That was my one loser bet.
He won the game for
me.
Had
a fantasy. Jeff Paul, what do you got? Number one. Let's go.
What's we guessing the line here? Yeah. Kansas City?
I said 7.
I'm going to say Kansas City. Not 7. I'm going to say 5.
7. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, give the man $1,000.
And I'm taking the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs. He's a heart at home.
Yeah, I'll go Chiefs.
I just don't think Kirk Cousins is any good.
No.
That Thompson kid.
He's good.
I have him in the fantasy,
He's good.
I have him. You know why? Because I fucking wasn't paying attention on my thing and it auto-drafted. So, of course, my best player I didn't even pick.
Yeah. Boom.
I haven't played him in a couple of leagues.
Yeah. Gina Biscotti, what's up?
The
box office game?
No, we get to the Jet game?
I thought we only had 2 minutes.
Oh, you know, I passed them. They're playing Jacksonville. You're right.
And then how about the Lions? I didn't even hear the Lions.
They're on the bye. No, they're not. Sorry, the Lions don't have the line.
Bye's also until week 5.
No, there is no line for the Minnesota Lions game. Jets, home, Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think Jacksonville's favored probably by 6.
That's a pick 'em.
4.
Jacksonville by 4?
You know what? I like the Jets win outright. I'll take the points.
I would take the Jets getting points at home as much as I hate doing it.
I mean, home dogs are covering these days. So.
I kind of like the Jets.
Gina Biscotti, we got to get going.
Who are you taking?
I like the fucking God, I hate this game.
I
like the Jets.
Tried to weasel out.
He tried to weasel out. I want to hear him say he's taking the Jets.
They're covering. I hate to do it, but God damn it.
And then to pick them for
line. No line for the Detroit game up yet.
Where's the game?
Minnesota.
Because they don't know if Keenum or fucking Bradford's
doesn't make
playing.
A difference. Lines are going
my album is called Uncle Gino is Amazing. Buy it on my website, GinoBiscotti.com. Just Google it. It debuted at number 7 on Billboard. That used to be a magazine.
What's a magazine?
And all my Gino's picks went 2-1. I need the Cowboys to win by 3 tonight. They're just the best thing ever. I've been doing them 10 seasons, and I enjoy myself immensely doing those.
Excellent. Jeffrey Paul.
Hi, this weekend, the Looney Bin. You're going to be guest spotting on that.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. So,
did we ever talk about if you're doing Princeton with me?
I can't. I'm
being successful.
I have a car.
He's doing work for the veterans.
What are you doing? Anything else. Understood.
Wait, could we go back to Altoona?
Get into another fucking fist fight. All right.
Jeffrey Paul out. So then, so just what? The Looney Bin Saturday with me, and that's it? What else you got?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. So, yeah, just the Looney Bin on Saturday. I got a bunch of other stuff. Just go to my Facebook page, and yeah, I post all my shows on there.
I'll be at Caroline's in an hour. Who gives a shit? Also, the Looney Bin on Saturday as well. And I didn't look anything up either. Comics Watching Comics, Season 3 will be up very soon. Comics Watching Comics on Amazon Video. That's right.
That's a thing.
You can see Jeffrey Paul fucking stutter around on Season 2 on Amazon Video right now. That's right, kids. Season 2 is up. Amazon Video, Comics Watching Comics at Kevin Goatee, on Twitter at KevinGoatee.com for picks as well. I went 3-3 this week. I got the Arizona under tonight.
That's gone over by halftime. 52-50 at halftime.
As long as Arizona gives up points, I'm okay. Well, Chris,
that's been the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming in, man. We really appreciate it.
Always a good time, man.
You am the man.
Oh, always a good time.
And if you're not shopping in ShopRite in a few weeks, we can have you back in there again.
Never know. Never know where I'll pop up.
We'll do the films next time. Thanks again, boys.
Boop.
Later.
I appreciate the...